We live inside a dream.
Hello.
Hello, Joe.
Yes?
Oh, thank goodness he answered. Hey, Joe, it's Dougie from down the street.
I'm listening.
I was just calling to let you know you need to flip your pillow over.
I was thinking maybe you should get a pillow and stuff it up your ass.
Why would you say that? I'm just making a friendly suggestion. You need to flip it over. It's kind of heating up. I was noticing on my infrared scanner.
How about giving me your number so I can call you back?
It's right there on your caller ID, but what do you need to call back for?
To tell you what a dipshit you are calling me in the middle of the night.
Well, no, we're on the phone right now. So
Dougie?
Well, you can go ahead and tell me right now.
We're on the phone right now, and yeah. I'm telling you that you're a lost-ass dipshit.
Okay, but that's besides the point. You need to flip your pillow to the cool
How
side.
How did you get so fucking stupid?
Joe.
You got something wrong with your brain?
There's nothing
did
wrong with my...
crack you on your fucking head?
Yeah.
What's the matter with you, asshole?
Yeah, a few times, but that was years ago. I'm just calling to ask you to flip your pillow over, that's all. It's just, you know, like, I'm just concerned for your well-being. It's heating up over there. You know, the temperature is off the charts.
I'm telling you to stuff your pillow up your fucking ass.
Why would you say that to your neighbor?
Because you're a dipshit,
okay.
Motherfucker.
Hey, come on. Now you're just using foul language.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm serious. You're a dipshit motherfucker calling me in the middle of the night.
It's not the middle
Stuff
of the night.
Your pillow up
it's,
your ass.
It's not the middle of the night. The night just started. It's barely after midnight.
Stuff your pillow up your ass. All the way up. Get that motherfucker all the way up your ass.
Oh, Joe, come on. You're better than that.
Oh, Doug, stuff it up your ass.
I don't think it'll fit.
You motherfucker. You dipshit.
You're just repeating yourself.
You pissed me off. So I'm telling you to stuff your pillow up your ass.
You don't sound that
now.
Mad. You don't sound that mad.
I'm not mad.
You sound more...
I'm just telling you that you are a fucking dipshit.
You sound...
Dougie, dog fucker.
I'm not a dog fucker.
Stuff it up your ass.
Well, hello. Please, McDyichel, this is Chris. Cancel this one. Sorry. Take two. Otherwise... Can I cancel it? No. Better not put this in the show.
Diane, you're listening to Bonersode 253 for February 24th, 1989. I'm your host, Dale Cooper. Today, I'll be calling residents of a small town 5 miles south of the Canadian border and 12 miles west of the state line. So sit back and
listen to the sounds.
Hello?
Hello, Marilyn?
Yes.
Hey, Marilyn. It's Dougie with the HOA.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, I'm just calling with the results. We got those back from the Google Dental View scans that we did the other day.
From the what?
You know how we did the Google Dental View scans in the neighborhood? The van was out there. I don't know if you saw it or not. But yeah, we got the scan.
No.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
All right, tell me. I don't understand.
Well, I got your results here, and everything's looking okay. They just found some plaque buildup. You need to floss a little more often.
Wait a minute. I don't understand.
Which part?
What scans?
The Google Dental View scans. You know, it's that new thing that we signed up for, the whole neighborhood.
What are you telling me? I don't understand.
I'm just telling you that you need to floss a little more often. That's all. It's no big deal.
I never went to a van.
No, you don't have to. That's the convenience. You just sit there in your home washing your soaps and it scans your teeth as it drives by.
Oh, that's horrible. Thank you. Big Brother's watching. I'm not interested.
What?
Thank
it's just
you.
A dental Goodbye. Scan. We're not watching you.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Jeff?
Yes. Who's calling?
It's Dougie with the HOA. I was talking to Marilyn, but I think we got disconnected.
Okay, what can I do for you?
She needs to get off her broomstick, by the way. Man, she's getting all worked up. I was just trying to explain, you know, I got the results from the Google Dental View scans here.
Well, I have no idea what you're talking about, and I'm not going to listen to you insult my wife.
What? No, I didn't insult her. I was just saying she got upset. I didn't mean to upset.
What is your problem?
I don't have a problem.
What's your point?
I was just calling with the...
Well, what do you want? What exactly do you want? What do you want?
I want her to floss more often. She's got plaque buildup. It's gross. You too, by the way.
Oh, okay. I tell you what. Why don't you just take your pants down and go fuck yourself? What?
Jeff, that was very impolite. I'm not sure why you would say something like that.
You know what? You're very... Who the hell are you?
Dougie Jones.
Who are you?
This is Dougie Jones.
I never heard of you.
Okay, well...
Dougie Jones?
Well, you got to get outside and meet your neighbors. I live in the neighborhood. What's your deal? And also, you hung up...
This is very entertaining. This is very entertaining.
It's not meant to be entertaining. I'm just trying
what
to...
What do you want?
I'm just trying
what to... What do you want?
I'm just trying to give
what
you...
What do you want?
Well, shut up and I'll tell you, dummy. I'm just trying to give you a friendly heads up. You just need to floss more often. That's all. It's nothing to get worked up about.
No, I'm not worked up at all. And like I said before, go fuck yourself and don't call back.
Hello?
Hello, Barbara?
Yes.
Hey, Barbara. It's Mr. C from down the street.
Okay, well, so yes, what do you need?
Well, I was just calling because, I did something. It's going to create kind of a little bit of an inconvenience for you. I just wanted to let you know about it.
What is it?
See, here's the thing. I was using my Google Lens on your house the other day, you know, just kind of checking out some of the decorations and furniture and stuff that you have. But I guess...
What are you talking about?
The Google Lens, you know, the Google Lens thing. I don't know if you heard about it. It's that new thing from Google.
You were in my house?
Oh, no. Of course not. No, I was just doing it from my living room, you know. I just had the lens pointed at your house. Well, anyway.
That's not good. That's very intrusive.
Well, I mean, I was just looking at your... I just like the way you... Like your... I was impressed, you know, with your decor and everything. But here's the real problem. I fiddled the wrong button or something. I don't know how to use this thing. And I accidentally listed all of your belongings on eBay.
You're nuts.
No, I...
What is your name and what is your address?
I told you, it's Mr. C. And I'm just like a couple buildings down from you, but...
You are crazy. What is your last name? Don't tell me Mr. C. What is your name?
Well, that's what I prefer to go by.
Oh, you prefer to go by that?
Yeah, I mean, that's neither here nor there. I'm trying to apologize, but you're just spazzing out on me.
You are out of your mind.
No, I'm just...
I will be reporting this.
Reporting it to who? It was just...
You'll find out.
It was just an accident. Why are you being like that? We're neighbors, you know? We should be on...
An accident? I will come to see you this weekend, and I will be reporting this.
Well, I don't want to see you. You're kind of a bee. You're being a bee to Mr. C.
You're fucking nuts. Hello?
Hello, Diane?
Yes?
Hey, Diane. It's Dale with the HOA.
Hi.
Yeah, hey, I was just calling to let you know the crew's going to be over to your house tomorrow to set up that support beam in your yard. They should be there at about 9 o'clock or so.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you didn't get the email we sent out to the whole neighborhood about a month ago about Papa Maloney and the distribution center that's going in over the neighborhood?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to catch you off guard. Yeah, I can try to bring you up to speed. Well, basically, the HOA, we signed a deal with Papa Maloney's Discount.com. You know, it's this upstart that's trying to compete with Amazon. They're putting in a distribution center over the neighborhood. It's going to be like this giant metal platform sort of thing.
Wait, hold on a minute. Give me 1 second. What's your name again?
Dale.
Dale.
Cooper.
So, wait. No. How do you do this without informing us ahead of time?
Oh, we did. We sent out the emails and everything.
Well, I didn't get an email.
Well, it's not my fault. You didn't log into your computer. I mean, do you even know how to do that?
Yes, I did. No. I did log into my computer.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess...
What are you putting in my front yard?
A support beam. It's like... You ever see, like, those concrete support beams underneath the freeway? It's kind of like that.
No, you're not putting one in my front yard.
Well, I'm not. The construction crew is.
No, they're not. They're not.
Oh, yeah, they are. They already chose the site and everything.
I don't care what you're saying. They're not.
Diane, they'll be there tomorrow.
Put it in your front yard. Put it in your front yard, not mine.
Well, no, I'm not in a, you know, like your house is in like the correct location for one of the support beams.
I don't really care.
Okay, well, it's not up to you, Diane. See, there you go again, just peeing in your diaper.
Oh, fuck you. Go fuck yourself.
Hello?
Hello, Anne?
Yes, who is this?
Oh, thank goodness he answered. It's Dougie from around the corner.
Oh, yes. You're my neighbor.
Yeah. Hey, you weren't sleeping, were you?
Why are you calling me at 12:30?
Well, I was just doing a scan, just doing my routine surveillance, and I noticed you got, like, some plaque buildup around the back of your molars there. You might have missed it. It's kind of hard to get back there. I was thinking...
Are you calling about a dental thing? Why the hell are you calling me at 12:30 at night?
Well, I just noticed you went to bed without getting back behind your molars. I know it's kind of hard to get to, but you need to floss back there.
I have a dentist. I don't need to.
I know, I'm not your dentist. I'm just saying you didn't floss well, you know? Like, you got to get back, way back behind the last tooth there.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I'm talking about the plaque buildup. I just thought you'd want to know, you know? You don't want to be sleeping through the night with plaque buildup.
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, I know you're fine. It's not like an emergency or anything.
I don't want to talk to you ever again.
Hey, that's not very nice. We're neighbors.
You haven't had a dental. You're not my fucking dentist.
Why are you using language? I know I'm not your dentist.
You're calling me at 12:30 at night. I'm hanging up.
I know, but it's, you know, like, I didn't want to wait till morning.
And you are not my dentist, and you have no access to my records.
I didn't access your records. I was doing a dental scan on you. I've got this high-powered dental x-ray machine device thing, and I was just pointing it directly at your bedroom, and yeah, I saw the plaque buildup.
Don't ever call me again. Do you hear me? Hello?
Hello, Judy?
Yes.
Hey, Judy, it's Dougie with the HOA.
Hi.
Yeah, hey, Alex just wanted me to call and address a situation or an issue that we had. They were out there the other day doing the surveillance sweep last night, and they noticed a temperature stagnation coming out of your house. And so I'm just supposed to remind you to flip to the cool side of the pillow a few more times during the night.
I'm not sure what that means, but okay. Can you explain that to us? My husband's on here. I have you on speaker. I'm not even sure what you're talking about.
Is that Michael back there butting in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
Michael.
Michael, pipe down. I'm trying to explain. Yeah, it's no big deal. Like, you're not in trouble or anything, but...
I don't even...
What the hell are you talking about?
Hey,
sorry,
Michael,
sir.
Pipe down back there.
No, I'm not going to pipe down. Who in the hell are you?
I don't even know who you are. I'm sorry. I still don't understand what I'm supposed to do, but
well,
okay.
Well, no, it's pretty simple, but Judy, just, you need to control your husband back there. He's popping off, and I'm trying to explain.
What is this all about?
Oh, hey, Michael?
Yeah.
Well, it's about the temperature spike that they, you know, they picked
There's
up.
There's no
on.
Temperature spike here.
You
have this man stop and knock on my door and show me this temperature spike.
Well, no,
I'm 73 years old and I've never heard of such a thing.
Oh, well, it's right there in the handbook. You got to read it. Pick it up and read it and it'll be clear. But
what hand? Well, I don't have a handbook. What handbook?
Oh, the HOA handbook. Did you throw it out?
Well, whatever.
Hey, tell Judy to pipe down back there. I'm trying to talk to you.
Now, you pipe down. You're not going to talk to me and my wife this way. I don't know who in the hell you are.
This is Dougie Jones. We're on the phone.
I don't give a shit. Who's Dougie Jones?
I'm with the HOA. Why are you acting like that?
Well, what HOA? What are you talking about?
See, this is, like, your attitude is probably a result of your poor sleep posture.
My poor sleep posture.
Yeah, that's another thing they noted besides the temperature spike. They noted
How would they notice that unless they were in my bedroom?
No, they weren't. It's a van that drives by. You know, they've got all the...
A van cannot drive and determine my sleep posture.
Yeah, it's got infrared scanners and all kinds of sensors on it.
No, it don't.
Yeah, of course. You're just being a big old dumbo about this, like trying to play dumb. It's no big deal.
You're an asshole. You know that, whoever you are, you're an asshole.
I'm Dougie Jones.
Okay, now how's that? Take that back to your HOA.
No, that you're being impolite.
And keep your van the hell away from my apartment.
It's not my van, stupid.
Who are you?
Dougie Jones. For the, I don't know, fifth time now, I think I've said.
I don't give a damn how many times. I don't know you.
Is that Judy back there?
Don't you worry about Judy.
Well, she's all wound up. You need to control your woman.
No, you control your mouth. And don't call me again. Because whoever you are, you're a jerk.
I'm not a jerk. I was just politely explaining that you need to flip to the cool side of the pillow and straighten out your sleep posture.
What are you talking about? How do I flip to the cool side of the pillow?
With your hands, stupid.
Now you're calling me stupid. Fuck you.
Oh, Michael, you're being impolite.
Hey, fuck you. Okay? You got it? Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello, Rose?
Yes.
Hey, Rose, it's Winston from down the road.
Yes. What could I do for you?
Yeah, hey, well, I was just calling to kind of give you a heads up and apologize about something I did. It's going to be kind of a...
What did you do?
Well, I was working on AI upscaling your house, and I accidentally injected the source code into your network, and it's going to be kind of...
So this is why we were having problems? Hold on a second.
Oh, okay.
What do you want?
No, this is Cohen from... this is somebody that's a neighbor, and he was upgrading our house for some reason.
Rosalia.
And he hit...
Hello?
Oh, hey, Frank?
Yeah, who is this?
It's Winston. Did Rose tell you why I was calling?
Not really. She tried to, but...
Okay.
What happened?
Well, I was just working on upscaling your house, and I accidentally injected the source code into your network.
Oh, no shit.
Who knows what's going to go on with your internet, you know?
So how did that happen? You were upgrading?
Yeah, I was AI upscaling your house. Because, you know, it's in standard def, kind of looks like ass. So I was just upscaling it.
Right.
And I don't know, I fiddled the wrong knob on this thing, and next thing you know, the AI was loose in your network.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, I'm positive it's unintentional. It's just that you're talking to the technologically retarded, although as an electrical engineer, I don't know what the frig we're talking about here.
Yeah.
And was this going to be for all of the homes, or is it select batches?
Well, no, just yours. I was just working on yours.
So what will I do now?
Well, I don't know. Like I said, it's going to run amok. You know, it's going to be basically a big nightmare for you.
And how will this happen, Warren? I mean, you know, how will it manifest itself? I will lose TV tonight, or things will go crazy?
Yeah, your lights will flicker, your TV's probably going to go out, your internet.
Fuck. Oh, come on, Warren. You got to be kidding with me. Wi-Fi and everything?
Yeah, everything. It's going to go completely bonkers.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
There has to be a remedy.
Well, on the bright side, you know, maybe you could reconnect with nature, or...
No, fuck nature, Warren. I'm a sick man. I need access to what I'm doing.
Come on, don't use that.
I'm dead serious.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, maybe you can catch up on your reading. You know, you probably have a stack of...
No, I can't. I really can't. My eyes, that's one of my problems.
I
really can't. I cannot. You got the wrong guy.
You don't know how to read?
Excuse me?
Well, I didn't know you were illiterate. I wasn't trying to make fun.
Hey, nobody said illiterate. The most brilliant guy in the world, if he has an eye problem, he can't read.
Oh, that's what you meant by retarded. I see. I get it.
I'm very troubled by this entire conversation. Is it guaranteed that those negatives will manifest?
Oh, yeah. It's going to get worse and worse over time.
What the fuck did you do to me?
Your refrigerator's going to start heating your food.
Wait a second. How the fuck do I undo this?
There's no way to undo it. That's why I was...
What do you mean my refrigerator's going to start... You're not kidding me, Warren.
No, that's why I was calling to apologize. Like, everything...
Apologize? It'll take more than a fucking apology. You're telling me you're burying me.
Well, you got a mouth on you.
Yeah, I got a mount on me, but for this occasion, it's required, and I don't know if it's strong enough.
Look on the bright side of things, you know? You got to take it in stride.
What are you talking about? Are you kidding me? Is this a joke call, or is it serious?
No, I'm just trying to find
is this a joke, or is it serious?
Oh, it's dead serious. I'm just trying to find the positives.
What did he say?
He was futzing around with AI, and our system looked like the weakest system, so he plugged it in. And we could get a residual effect, which will affect the electricity in the house, the TV in the house, the lighting in the house, and he's not offering me any solution or reversal of this problem.
What, is he kidding?
No, he's not. He's dead serious.
Hey, is that Rose back there yapping?
That's Rose talking, yes.
Yeah, swat her on the butt and tell her to get back in the kitchen.
You got to be kidding with me.
Also, it might... It might transfer over to Rose, you know, because she's got the synapses. She's kind of susceptible to it. So it might cause her to go haywire as well.
Are you kidding me?
No, of course not. I wouldn't kid about this.
What kind of a comment is that? How could an electronic system on AI transfer to a human being?
Well, you know, it might merge with her personality. Like I said, it's unpredictable. I don't really know how it's going to play out.
What happens to the house?
Hey, tell Rose to shut up back there. Jeez.
I'll be over in a minute.
Well, why? Why are you coming over?
Why? Because I want to see who the fuck I'm talking to. That's why.
Frank, you need to watch your language.
No, I don't have to watch my language. You've provoked me sufficiently.
No, just Rose was running her mouth. It was kind of agitating.
Hey, wait a second. What's your wife's name?
Olga.
Yeah, does she run her mouth?
Oh, no, she knows her place.
Yeah? I know Rose's place. She's my housewife for 70 years, and she can do what the hell she wants to do.
Okay, well, if she's been your wife for 70 years, you can stop acting like a tough guy. You don't need to impress her.
No, I'm not acting. I'm not acting.
What is it?
I'm not acting.
Just calm down, you big dummy.
I can't. I'm not a dummy until you give me a solution to the problem.
Well,
you're the dummy. You've created a problem without a solution.
Oh, no, you're the dummy.
Excuse me?
Well, you're the one that said you're retarded.
I'll be over at your house in a matter of minutes.
Hello?
Hello, Robert.
Speaking. Who am I speaking to?
It's Winston with the HOA.
Yes?
Yeah. Hey, I was just calling to let you know, Ira, the maintenance guy, he's going to be coming over to your place on Monday at about 9 o'clock. He's going to be setting up a carbon capture unit.
Setting up a what?
One of those carbon capture units. You might have heard about it. We sent it out in the last email blast.
No, I'm not sure I know what you mean. Maybe I didn't see it.
Oh, well, I can try to explain or answer any questions you have, but basically, he's just going to be setting this unit up in your bathroom.
I'm sorry, maybe something in my bathroom?
Yeah, it's a carbon capture unit. It's the thing we're doing in the whole neighborhood.
Please inform me more. I just
Well, first he's got to remove your shower, you know, in the tub or whatever you have there. Just get that all out of the way. And then once that's done, he'll start setting up the compressor.
Wait a minute, sweetie. Do you know anything about this tub thing and ripping our shower?
No. Tell them they're scammers. Get out of here.
Oh, was that Deanna back there yapping?
That's Deanna, yeah.
Oh, boy. What's her problem?
What's her problem? I don't know. I don't...
You're not my tub?
What is your name again?
Winston.
What? Your full name?
Winston Beauregard.
Winston Beauregard. And you're on... You're on our board of directors.
Why is Deanna just hang up on me? Man, oh man, I don't know how you can live with that old battle axe.
You know what? Fuck you.
Oh, Robert, come on.
Fuck you.
That's not very polite. Why
fuck you? I don't want to be polite. I think you're an asshole. Fuck you.
Well, fuck you too.
Well, fuck you too.
Well, fuck you twice.
If you fuck you, asshole.
Fuck you thrice.
Fuck you, asshole. Go to hell.
Now, come on. Now
don't step on my property.
I didn't, never said I was.
Don't send anybody to step.
I'm not sending them. This whole thing wasn't my idea. It's Ira. He's the one that 3D printed the carbon capture unit. He's doing the whole thing.
Ira who?
Ira jumping. Well, you got to get outside and meet your neighbors. And tell Deanna to shut the fuck up back there.
Why don't you come over here and see me and I'll knock your fucking jaw out, you asshole.
Hello?
Hello, Deborah?
Yes.
Hey, Deborah, it's Ira with the HOA.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, Alex just wanted me to call and remind you that the Google Dental van is going to be coming by tomorrow. And so, you know, just if you see it out there, you know, just be sure to stand still while it does the scans.
What kind of scans?
You know, the dental scans, you know, for that program that we signed up for. Yeah, it's going to be coming by a few times tomorrow. And
yeah, I don't know anything about a Google dental van.
Well, basically, the van's going to be going by and just doing dental scans of everyone's teeth, you know, in the neighborhood. And
are you kidding me?
Oh, no, of course not. Yeah, it's a good thing, you know, because, you know, it's like a free service. I mean, the HOA's paying for it, but you don't have to, you know, it's like a no additional cost.
I don't think I want that. I think Ralph and I would decline.
Oh, no, there's no opt-out. Yeah, it's for everyone in the neighborhood. It's a good thing, though, because...
I don't want them scanning me in my house.
Well, no, they're just going to scan your teeth. Like, not everything.
I don't want them scanning my teeth. I go to the dentist every 6 months.
Yeah, but this way you don't have to anymore, because we just...
I don't want this. I don't want them scanning. I don't want them coming by my house tomorrow and doing this.
No, well, they're gonna. They're gonna. They're totally gonna. So, you know, it's too late.
There's here, I'll let you talk to my husband here.
Okay.
From our HOA, and he says that I was supposed to get an email that Google Dental Van coming around here to scan our teeth. I don't want it.
Oh, hey, Ralph?
Yeah.
Hey, Ralph. Man, oh, man. Deb was getting all worked up over there, peeing in her diaper.
What? Who is this?
It's Ira with the HOA.
Okay. And what's the dental scan?
Well, it's the van that's going to be driving by a few times tomorrow, and they're just going to be taking scans of everyone's teeth. And then once they...
I don't want it done. Oh. Yeah, I don't want it done.
Oh, that's okay. Nope. You don't have to want it. It's going to happen. I'm just supposed to let you know. That's all.
Well, if something happens, because with all the shit going on today.
Well, nothing's going to happen. It's just a dental scan. Like when you go to the dentist, but now you just get it in the comfort of your own home. It just drives by and scans your teeth.
I don't want it.
Well, okay. Too bad.
Well, you know what? What do you mean too bad? I'm allowed to say I don't want it. I don't want nothing scanned. I don't want nothing. Who's telling me that I have to have this done? HOA?
Yeah, the HOA.
I do not want it done.
Okay.
I don't want it done.
Okay, well, you can shout till you're blue in the face.
Listen, sir.
Yes.
Why, I'm allowed to say I don't want it done. Who is going to tell me that I'm going to get it done? I have a right in my own home not to have something done.
Well, no, you're part of the HOA, so you have to comply with the rules and everything.
I don't care. I'm in a privacy in my own home. Who's telling me that I got to do something? That's bullshit.
Oh, okay. See, now...
I worked in law enforcement, man. Don't tell me this shit.
Oh, that doesn't mean anything. You think, like, the rules
don't... What do you mean it does? You think
the HOA rules...
Who gives the HOA the right to do that? Who?
We're the HOA. We can do what we want.
No, you can't... Wait a minute, man. You're asking for a lawsuit. You know what you're talking about?
Well, you can't sue me. I'm not...
Because I'll call a damn attorney and say, I'm getting scanned. My teeth are getting scanned by an agency.
Yeah,
that
and
I
they'll
really
laugh in your
about.
Face because it's a free service. Why would you even turn that down?
I don't want it.
Now you're peeing in your diaper. You need to settle down.
You know what, my man? You come down to my door and I'll show you what peeing in your diaper is.
What does that even mean?
Who the hell are you?
You're going to show me your wet diaper?
Yeah, come on down to the house, you asshole. I'll tell you.
Joe?
Hey, Pat, buddy. Is this you again?
Joe, it's Richard again. Your pillow, it's reaching critical mass. You got to get out of there.
Richard, I remember that you used to walk by the house with your little dog.
What? Are you dreaming?
Didn't you walk your dog by my house a lot?
No, I don't have a dog. What are you talking about? Look, this is important. You got to get out of there. Your pillow, it's reaching critical mass.
I remember going up to your house.
Oh,
and
yeah?
Looking in your window.
Huh?
And you had your little dog on your couch, and you were sucking his dick.
Oh, that's weird. You must have been
so
dreaming.
I was so surprised.
You must have been dreaming.
No. I'm real sure it was you. It was you for sure. And boy, that little dog was really happy.
No,
and
I don't...
you were sucking his dick.
You've got a weird sense of humor, Joe. You've got a weird sense of humor.
It was a big surprise.
But listen.
It was a big surprise for me.
Oh, yeah.
But nonetheless, I'm sure glad to get to tell you about it because you look so funny with your face buried in that dog cock.
Here we are again. Another show, another ending. Hopefully it was worth the listen. I sure as hell don't know, because I have yet to record any of the calls you just heard. Time is kind of strange like that.
Is it future, or is it past?
Remember to be kind, everyone. Turn off your television set, take care of each other, and I'll see you at the curtain call.
Dark and surf is left. year is this?